Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute. NBC Sports says an average 4.8 million people tuned in for the NASCAR Cup Series race in Chicago Sunday. That's the highest ratings for a NASCAR race since the Daytona 500 in February on Fox. The peak was 5.3 million at the end of the race. Chicago viewers tuned in. The race got over a 9 rating in Chicago. For the Daytona 500, Chicago only had a 3 rating. Minimum wages went up just before the 4th of July holiday in Chicago. Employers with 21 or more employees must pay $15.80 an hour, and fewer than 21 employees, $15 an hour. The new minimum wage in Cook County is $13.70. Tipped workers are paid $8 an hour. North Suburban-based Abbott has announced FDA approval of the first ever dual chamber leadless pacemaker. The company says the approval increases access to leadless pacing for millions of people across the U.S. That's your Wintrust Business Minute. I'm Ryan Burrow.